During a teleconference Tuesday, the Alaska Board of Fisheries briefly considered and ultimately rejected an effort to move an already scheduled meeting to the Bristol Bay region from Anchorage. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The Alaska Board of Fisheries meeting related to Bristol Bay will be held in Anchorage and is currently scheduled for December 1st through the 8th. In advance of Tuesday's teleconference, the board received hundreds of comments from area residents who wanted the meeting changed to a Bristol Bay location. Among those who commented was area drift fisherman Fritz Johnson.
The whole population of the region is like 7,500. That's like 30% of the population here has a direct interest in the commercial fishery. You try to do that calculation in an urban area, and it's not even on the radar. It's not a statistical blip. But 30% of the people here have a direct interest in fishing, and the decisions that the Fish Board makes affects their livelihood.
Johnson estimates that up to 350 Bristol Bay residents submitted comments or signed petitions that were sent to the board asking them to consider moving that December meeting. Jim Marcotte, the executive director of the Board of Fisheries, confirmed that the board decided to take no action on the idea of moving the meeting out of Anchorage.
The acting chair surveyed the interest level of the board members and found that there was not sufficient interest to bring the topic up.
Fritz Johnson, who listened in on Tuesday's teleconference, disagrees with Marcotte's assessment that there was no interest among board members to move the meeting.
Seemed to me there were four people who were interested in reconsidering the meeting location, and for some reason, their votes didn't count.
Apparently, the decision to take no action on the meeting relocation request was handled through an informal straw poll as opposed to a formal vote of the board. Marcotte stressed that the Board of Fisheries considers public comments and public input in advance of making their decisions.
They get that public input in a variety of ways. One is through written comments that people send in. So all of those are presented to the board, and the board members do indeed read through those and are informed by those. There's also a system of local fish and game advisory committees. It's a state-sponsored system, and the state pays for a representative from each of the advisory committees to attend board meetings where there are issues that are being addressed that affect the committees.
In the past, the Board of Fisheries has held public hearings in locations affected by proposals in advance of the full Board of Fisheries meeting. Fritz Johnson says that would be helpful, but will not solve the problem of allowing local residents to personally weigh in on proposals.
But I think it needs to be here. I think the Board of Fisheries needs to hear from and see the people whose lives that they're going to be affecting by their decisions, and they need to be able to look them in the eye when they take the vote.
The last Board of Fisheries meeting related to Bristol Bay was held in 2006, and that meeting was held in Dillingham. It attracted hundreds of local residents, many of whom would likely not be able to attend a meeting in Anchorage. Marcotte says the board makes it a priority to alternate meeting sites as opposed to holding every meeting in the region. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.